Yes, welcome to the Valentine's Day special. Hello, it's the Dark Mark Show. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday night freak show. I'm here. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and next to me, my co-host Nicole. I stuck over your hello. I'm sorry, Nicole. Go
it's
ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do it.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day.
I like the wine thing. That was a good thing. I like that. I think that'll be a new thing.
The wine is nice.
Hello.
Too bad she didn't bring enough for everybody. I'm
right?
just saying.
Right. I mean, I have enough.
They've got little cups. They got little cups in the room.
Little
of course, you know who that is talking. That's our friend. He's been on the show many a time, and hijinks always ensue when he does.
Is your bro Big O, or if he's black?
Or if he's black. you were all over the top 10 of 2014. I don't know if you saw the
I didn't
the
see that.
Oh, yeah.
I was all over the top 10?
Well, when you choked Venus Lux, that obviously made the top 10.
You know what? That was hot.
That was
hot. I got more shit for that, but fucking, that was hot. I don't care what you call it. It was hot.
It was hot. And then what was even hotter was when you set Miss Poisonous on fire.
Yeah.
Because I never saw the video. When I saw the video, I'm like, wow, that is really hot. That was actually, I put that as a little bonus. That was like number 11, but I slipped it in there. And also another guest that we briefly talked to once is here, and you guys are working together. Something's going on with the two of you. I don't know what's going on. It's a beautiful. And did you guys meet on the show?
Yes.
Yeah. Ah. The beautiful. And you met Nicole on the show, I believe.
I
met
so.
Him. Yeah. Yes. But there were a lot of girls that night.
There were.
And when is there not a lot of girls?
Mark has a type.
You'd be surprised. There's been some all men shows. Josie demanded it a couple times, but Nicole's good with the all girls. That was Hollywood Breeze that's speaking. Hello, Hollywood. You are a fetish photographer and a model and all sorts of things. And both of you brought beautiful women with you, which I really appreciate.
Got to.
Hollywood, you brought a model here who I'm very, very taken with already. And she is, your name?
Kay.
Kay. Just Kay?
That's K-A-Y-E.
Special K.
K-A-Y-E. Okay. Orpheus is already renaming you. And Orpheus, you brought an equally beautiful woman.
You can introduce yourself.
I'm Bianca.
Bianca is here. Okay.
Anyone with a collar that beautiful definitely needs permission first.
And it's Valentine's Day, so I did get some candy for my lovely co-host.
Nice.
And for Hollywood, I would have brought for the other ladies, but I did not know that you were coming.
Share.
So please, yes. So anyway, well, before we get started, let's do the sponsors really quick. Doomy's Home Cooking is a sponsor, and they have a Valentine's Day special. If you're in L.A., and you're looking for a place to take your loved one, your sweetie.
Doomy.
Nothing better than Doomy's. You've been to Doomy's, Kay?
No,
Doomy's is
I
amazing.
Have not.
You got a big smile on your face. They've got
food.
Oh no, you'll love it. They're actually having an 8-course Italian meal.
Oh my goodness.
That will delight and dazzle. Only $50 per person, but that includes a bottle of wine or champagne per couple.
They're speaking my language.
They have aperitivo. They have antipasto, primo, secondo. I don't speak Italian, but they have a whole lot of good stuff. And dessert by Das Baker. You ever have the desserts at Doomy's? They're amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Doomy's is absolutely amazing.
I read a little Italian down there.
Vegan,
I just saw
right?
the words three cheese and fruit.
Doomy's is vegan, right?
Doomy's is vegan, but you would never know it.
You would never know it.
It's amazing.
I don't usually eat vegan unless it's Doomy's.
Right, absolutely. Me neither. I will if I have to, but yeah. That's the whole story about Doomy's is Phil used to date a lot of vegans and vegetarians. It's very romantic. Yeah. And they would take him to these restaurants where it's like bean sprouts and crap.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he's a cook. He's like, I can make a vegan restaurant. Yeah, and the stuff that he has is amazing. They're actually having it next door at the Blue Rose, which is a coffee shop that he owns as well.
Yeah.
So that Doomy's, I mean, if you want to just go to Doomy's for a regular meal, you can do that, or you can do the Valentine's Day special.
You know, I cook, and he chimed in on my Facebook pictures a couple times, and, you know, it was a real compliment for him to say, you know, that I'm presenting my food very well, so.
Well, next time you're in, and you know, since you guys are clamoring for an all-man show, maybe we'll have you and Phil in here. We'll talk food and comedy and everything
I'm down.
Else. Anyway, that's 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, 90038. That's right on the corner of Fountain and Vine, where the M-Bar used to be. That is Doomy's. Go there for Valentine's Day. Go there any day. And they're open for till 3 on Friday and Saturday. So if you're out at the clubs.
Go there for drunk day.
Don't go to Denny's or any late night crap. Go to Doomy's.
Doomy's.
Also, go to darkmarkshow.com because we have two very special offers for you. We have a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audible.com.
Would it be your comedy book?
I don't have my comedy album on there yet. I'm trying to.
The hell is that?
But I'm working on it, but they do have free classic love poems from William Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe. They have the...
I love how you transitioned there from comedy.
What a good laugh.
Wait. If you don't know what to get... I mean, everybody here knows what to get. Orpheus knows what he's doing. Nicole knows what he's doing. Everybody here knows, is very confident. But if you're listening to Dark Mark Show, you don't know what to get your Valentine's. Maybe you could get for free the Astrology Guide to Choosing the Perfect Gift. That's on Audible. That's free. You can get the SpongeBob SquarePants, World's Greatest Valentine. That's on there. They've got all sorts of romantic ideas. Giving Brandon everything of Valentine's Day first.
I love that she's offering her butt in that picture.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Brandon's
giving Brandon
everything
of Valentine's Day first anal sex erotica story. You can get that free.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she only looks at the pictures. I don't know. Chef's Table Valentine's
Day. Is it a picture book or do you have to read
it? No, it's audio.
It was a very suggestive cover. You could totally judge this book by its cover.
Can I just look at the cover or do I have
to read
it?
Well, here's the thing with Audible. You want a great story. But you don't have time to sit down and read anal sex erotica stories. You're busy. You just pop it in the car. You can put it on your tablet, your phone, your iPad. And you get a free book and a free 30-day trial at audible.com. And once you go on, you're like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. You get deep discounts if you're a member of audible.com. So go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. That can be yours.
Oh, and your hands are free for masturbating.
I was going to say, Brandon might want his hands free when he's reading about getting everything.
Yeah.
Right. I know I will. And go to stamps.com, too. There's a stamps.com button right next to my smiling face. You can get a special offer, $100 value, because I love sending gifts. I love sending letters. I hate going to the post office. I was at the post office last week. It was a nightmare. But if you go to stamps.com, you print the postage yourself. You just shoot the envelope through the printer, postage. Print stuff, put it on the package, postage. You don't ever have to go to UPS store. You don't have to go to FedEx. You don't have to go to the post office. There's a $100 value. You get $45 in postage coupons, free digital scale, which has many uses for our audience, and a $5 supply kit. All you pay is postage and handling for the scale. And there's also other trials there. If you just go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the stamps.com button. Go ahead and go over that website and see what's going on. Before we get started, because there's a lot to talk about, Nicole was forwarding me something this week on Facebook.
Oh.
I think we all need to talk about.
Well, if you're looking for a chocolatey treat this Valentine's Day, you might want to consider putting pudding in a sneaker and masturbating to it. It's the new foot fetish. You can look it up online.
Pudding in a sneaker.
I'm just about to do that right now because If anybody,
make sure they're not Nikes.
The tagline was, why are men masturbating to pudding-filled sneakers or something like that? I saw it on Facebook. I'm like, okay, tell me why.
Wow.
And I'm just putting masturbation right now. Because if anybody knows masturbation in all sorts of ways.
Oh, apparently it feels good.
there's something called a pudding rag. It's stirring the pudding
there's
cup.
There's so much about pudding.
Right. I'm not getting the, actually there's one. Yahoo Answers, what food feels better to masturbate with, pudding or Jell-O?
Yeah. Well.
I'm assuming pudding, but I want the most bang for my buck. Butter, the beans at Taco Bell.
Oh, you might get something.
And somebody said a girlfriend, but
right.
I got to be honest with you. Now, and I'm going to be very frank, and I shouldn't say this with five beautiful women, including Jenny in the studio, but I don't even use lube. I just go dry. I've never got the deal about putting Jello.
Yeah,
I'm
the same way.
Yeah, it's hard. I never got the lube. I never got the Jello. I mean, but here's the thing. If you're half a foot fetish, I can see maybe putting in like a high heel or something if you like that. But why a sneaker?
I don't know.
Why not just use
it? Well, they enjoy watching the women step in it. Because there's like a texture thing.
Gym sock or some shit.
Oh, is that what happened? Oh,
squishing
through the toes. Yeah, that's just splashing.
Noise.
That's splashing. Splashing.
Yeah. That's not splashing, though.
If they're just in food and just making a mess out of it and using it for sexual gratification, that's splashing.
But are we seeing
this famous YouTube guy?
Or are we only hearing
the
noise?
Yeah, there's like these famous YouTube videos of it. And this particular person, he just has all these sneakers filled with pudding, apparently.
He can see the pudding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a certain flavor, or I mean, I don't get what
like tapioca.
I mean, it looks like butterscotch in the picture.
You know he's a white guy.
Well, if he's jacking off in like chocolate pudding, is it biracial? I mean,
well, because they have the chocolate with the creamy in center, you know. So you
can get... maybe he wants to get when he's done. He thinks he's got a big black dick. Is what this?
There you go.
I get it.
The Hollywood, you've been in the fetish community for quite some time. Well, I mean, what's the weirdest food-related fetish thing that you've seen or photographed?
The weirdest? Mayonnaise.
That's not that. I mean, that's
it's gross.
It's gross. Well, but I prefer mustard. It already kind of looks like, you know.
No,
I know a lot of people who won't eat mayonnaise because it looks
so much
like.
Someone liked to put his dick in mayonnaise and.
Really?
Well, it's mildly homoerotic, but it still makes sense. I'm sure the texture is
and Orpheus will tell you that.
Homoerotic? How does mayonnaise become fun? Because it's got man in it? Or
a lot of people think mayonnaise looks like cum. Like a lot of people. Yeah. It's a very
common.
Don't
like my cum. You need some doctor's appointments if you're
I'm never going to eat a BLT again. But Orpheus, mayonnaise, that's a white person thing. You know that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, Kate and I did a splashing photo shoot. And let me get a photo for you.
Hmm. Oh, no. Right. Is that one of the ones that you sent me? Or is this a new one? Because you can just throw it in the camera.
It's a new one.
Oh, my. You with the gifts. You with the gifts.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I want my gift.
Oh, my goodness. You are...
I get a gift.
Because last time you gave me a...
I gave you a 4-inch...
Cock ring.
Cock ring.
Right.
I don't think I need this.
Also, some of these goodies in here are from Excitement. Over in Woodland Hills.
Oh, yes.
Sci-Hi Excitement. Yes.
Our favorite. I'll use these.
Yes.
Favorite. Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of goodies.
I love these. These are so great. Thank you so much.
Did you give Mark some stockings too?
Yes. there's a picture in each of those. So find the picture. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that it?
So that's their splashing.
This reminds me of one of my friends, actually.
Mark, you have a different one.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
This is Kay's boobies.
Those are my boobs. Oh, you have very nice.
All right,
thank you.
Now, see, we are at.
I like your tattoo.
A fetish odd here, because. That shouldn't be splashing, technically.
It's frosting. I just think this is foreplay.
Yeah, this is food erotica.
It's dessert.
Because splashing is usually when you get a whole bunch of shit and you splash it all over.
We were. These are just some of the photos that I have at my art show on Friday. Excitement's nice. Having an art show, and photos I took are in it.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What time?
From 8 to midnight.
I'll be there.
And Kay's in most of the photos that I took.
This is a strawberry daiquiri.
10 minutes from my house. I'll be there.
This is a strawberry daiquiri lubricated condom.
Nice.
Jenny, can we see that photo?
Yeah, does it have alcohol? Oh,
okay,
in it?
Good.
I don't know.
That's awesome. That's one of the pictures. Can you loan me the picture that she gave to you? I know, she's digging through her gifts.
There's lots of gifts.
I think
he
wants me to loan that to him, you know, for a while.
No. I just want to show it to the camera. These are examples of Hollywood breezes.
It's cake
breezes.
On cake. Get it?
I got
cake.
It.
Okay.
Now, Hollywood, when did you start taking fetish photos? I don't know if I went over this last time.
It started with myself. I got bored of photographing myself, and then I moved on to other people who were willing. And you know what? It's funny. People are really willing to take their clothes off. And
For a camera.
It's true.
Very.
How did you take pictures of yourself? That's what I want to know. I mean,
Well, you know.
I mean, I've taken a dick pic once in a while, but I mean, how do you,
Yeah, oh, look, there's another cock ring for you.
Keep him harder, longer, with stronger, fuller, firmer erections for intense orgasms and incredible sex.
You gave her
sex.
The cock ring?
There's a cock ring in yours, too.
You remember the cock ring she gave me? Yeah. It was like huge.
It was like a bracelet.
I was supposed to put my arm in there.
It was a bracelet.
And so,
I said, you could fist her with it.
You'll need this.
You need the lube. We don't like lube, and there's a bunch of lube in there for you.
No, I don't. I've got... there's some things going on. I might have some uses for you.
Okay.
But not for masturbation, but for the... And I'll try it, whatever. But
I don't use lube to masturbate either.
Right.
Oh, we make our own lube. We're doing it right.
Give me fist bump.
There you go. We're joining the No Lube Club. I think I forgot the title.
If you're
show.
Not making your own lube, you're not doing it right as a woman.
Right.
Or you've reached that point
Something's
in your life.
Wrong.
You should go see a doctor.
Or if it's the person you're with.
Right.
But if it's yourself, what does that mean?
Right.
Menopause.
So you're taking saucy pictures of yourself.
Yes.
For yourself or for boyfriends, girlfriends? What?
Gosh, it was for anybody who wanted to look.
I want to look.
Plenty of them. Yes. If you made it to my last art show, you would have seen.
I'll make it to this one.
I'll show you the butt plug ones.
Really?
Yeah.
So explain to me how you can put a butt plug in and take a picture of yourself.
You do get cramps.
Incredible flexibility.
Yeah.
I'm impressed already.
Yeah. No, you just, I mean, you could set the timer, or if you really want to get the shot, you just got to So, you're sitting there in position.
and your butt's clenched and you're like going, setting the timer and you're...
Yeah. But actually, most of them I took myself. I wanted to make sure that I was able to hold myself up and be able to do it at the same time.
That in itself is a fetish. Yeah. That is incredible self-control, which control and sex are highly linked, as we know by her beautiful collar.
Love control.
Yes. And this man knows about control. You just got back from the AVNs.
Oh, yeah.
Were you nominated?
No, I taught this year.
You taught?
I taught this year.
So you taught porn stars...
how to tie people up and spank ass the right way.
Now, did some of the porn stars, were they, did they come in thinking they knew it all?
Of course.
Yeah. And you showed them?
Of course.
Yeah.
You got to do it the right way. If you're not doing it the right way, it's just fucking not worth it. It's exercise. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right,
it's,
right.
This is what it is. So, right. you know, we had a fucking packed class, you know, lots of people, you know, regular Joes, some porn stars. And, you know, I got my wife to come off of spanking like four times. And then
right.
then we did some bondage.
I mean, that's a typical night over at the Black House.
I like to think so.
Right. And it's interesting. Speaking of fetishes now, and your wife is a beautiful, curvy black woman.
Thank you.
And I've seen other of, because you're in a polyamorous relationship, so.
Yes.
And on Valentine's Day, you have to send a lot of Valentines, I would imagine, right?
You know what? I'm actually dreading this
week. That is probably an act of discipline, though.
Four and a half.
Oh, like
four and a half?
That's a
half.
All the women worth it.
Okay, because my girlfriend, Delilah Black, porn star.
Do you need something out of the bag?
Yeah, for
I was going to hit you up for it later.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my girlfriend, Delilah Black, also has a husband, and he's a part of our family.
Oh, okay.
And he is transitioning. So I want to try and do a little something. You know, not an overt, you know what I mean? Just a little something just to say, because he's becoming a woman.
I was going to say, to clarify.
Welcome.
Transitioning like our guest last week, Amazon, even like Bruce Jenner.
Exactly. Okay. Transitioning to be a woman. And so I was thinking about this year, like giving her
exactly.
Something special.
Right.
That's awesome.
Why don't you bring him out on Friday?
Bring her out.
I'll try.
Bring the whole group of ladies out.
So here's the question. When he completes the transition?
No.
No, okay. That you knew where I was going with that. Yes. I'm just curious.
You know, if you're bio female, I'm with it.
But he's part of the family. But he's your bro.
Yeah.
I love,
and I don't use the term love with men unless it's my son and this person.
Right.
I love this person. Right. Like, you know what I mean? If I could go gay, I would go gay for him.
Right.
Right on.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously, he's that special to me. He's an amazing person. I've known him 6-7 years.
Right.
Me and his wife have been together for 8 years. You know what right. I mean? And he's just an amazingly special person. And like I say, if I could do it, I would do it.
Have you fucked his wife while he's been in the room?
Oh, of course. We do it all the time.
The bed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a giant bed. I have a king and a queen put together in my room. So
that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. So we just all just go in there and just go for it. You know what I mean? Whatever happens is whatever happens, you know?
And you can attest to this.
We're new.
I saw you were new because you were very touchy-feely with her.
I'm like
the glow of some newness.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
You can't put anything by me, Arby. She's beautiful.
Thank you. Would you like to speak?
So that could be five, five and a half.
Well, you know what? Like we just met a week ago.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is our first time out.
Okay. Oh wow.
So I mean, we haven't done anything yet.
Right.
This is like that trial. Make sure that nothing goes wrong.
The probation period.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what you're training her with?
Yeah, sure. You know, well, I've had some horrible subs. You know, not horrible subs. I've had some horrible incidences with some subs.
Right.
Where, you know, one pushed this guy off a stage, you know, onto his back.
Oh,
you know
no.
what I mean? And another one started a fight with a cholo in front of a club. You know, another one was just broke down crying at a Toledo concert. I mean, I've had some horrible freaking incidents with subs. So now what we do, and my wife kind of suggested it too, is that maybe I should go out with the person, get them prepared, let them understand what my protocol is. Mm-hmm. Then you can introduce them to a wider group of our friends before we go to the club and we meet, you know, the lair or
Have you shared her with Indy, your wife?
No, we just met.
So you haven't met his wife?
No. She hasn't met anybody yet.
Oh, okay.
We just met.
Wow. Well, when did you guys meet?
Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Where did you meet?
Panera's.
Wait a minute. Panera's how does that happen for me?
I'm we met on Facebook and then we met up at
I'm like ordering some bread.
Hey,
baby.
Because you get creepy guys trying to date you on Facebook. But yeah, I mean, you say that, and I've heard that. But it was funny because when I first met you on the show on our birthday,
I spanked you pretty hard.
You spanked me pretty hard, and I really liked it. And I know Josie was trying to hook us up, and my old co-host, and I was pursuing it for a while, and it just never happened. You had a lot of things going on.
I still have a lot of things going on. I work 6 to 7 days a week.
No, I'm not talking about
work.
Oh,
you mean sex-wise?
Sex-wise. There's no shortage of sex-wise. And look at that giggle. I know what you mean. What's going on sex-wise?
Us?
No, you're giggling, yeah.
Not yet.
She's not housebroken yet.
Either. I'm not.
Right.
I don't even have my collar.
And another collar in the car.
And what did you two meet?
Oh, my gosh. Great story. You want to tell it?
Let's hear this.
So I actually walked into Excitement and met Jade and one of my other friends there. And Jade was talking about this photo shoot that she was going to the next day, and she was so nervous. And I was like, oh, what is it? And she said, it's a fetish photo shoot. And I was like, that sounds really awesome. I want to go. And she was like, go. And I went. And I was one of five women there. That didn't flake. I just showed up.
You know, models.
Like, hey, I want to be naked.
That's what happens.
Huh? We had 15 up for that night, and five showed.
Okay.
She walked in. Hi. Didn't even know who she was or why she was there.
but beautiful.
Yeah, and we took amazing photos. She's so easy to photograph.
Mark, the photo that we took is fucking Prodisi, man.
Yeah, so how did you guys start?
Gorgeous, man.
How did Orpheus and Hollywood Breeze, how did this alliance of debauchery happen? How did this happen?
You know, somebody referred, she was looking for a rigger. And
I'll bet she was.
She was looking for a rigger, and somebody linked me to her ad on Facebook. So I said, oh, you know, I'll do it. And then she talked me down to, you know, she beat me down a little bit.
Oh, don't tap on the table. Jenny's about to kick your ass.
Make my mic right. But yeah, then it sounds perfect. No, it doesn't. My voice sounds like Minnie Mouse.
Oh, no, you sound great.
That's
mine.
You definitely sound like a bass to us.
Does it sound like a bass? Okay.
I think you're over there.
Okay, all right, whatever. Anyway, now I don't hear anything. There it is.
Go ahead.
All right, so...
So you're a rigger for Hollywood.
So I was rigging, I rigged, and she said, okay, we're going to do it on this day, da-da-da-da, and I showed up, and she had beautiful, beautiful, willing women to get tied up, and it was great. And then I left my fucking rope. It's the one time I showed up without my gear.
I had
gear.
A rigger show with no rope.
With no rope.
But it turned out amazing.
So what happened instead? Yeah, what exactly?
So I went and bought Manila, which I've been wanting to work with, which is horrible feeling rope. It's literally like mooring line. It's falling apart. It's
very itchy.
Yeah, it's a horrible rope, but aesthetically, it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It has that that sweet Edo look to it, and that's something that a lot of people are now starting to go toward.
Right.
So I bought that, and I bought some simple black bullshit rope, and it just came out great. Her photos were amazing, but the models did an unbelievable job with working with it,
right.
You know, and just going there and getting in the moment, and it just went there.
Right.
And amazing. only one model had actually been bound before. Everybody else had never done it before, so
right. They
all. Yeah. You hung in there.
Have you been bound before?
No.
And what
never.
Did you think?
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Really?
It was something that I've always wanted to try.
Dude.
And I tried it.
I can't rave about how good of a job. I've been bragging about how good of a job she did. Because she took this fucking rope and it was all over her. You know what I mean? She was bound.
Right.
And then in a very uncomfortable position.
Look at those eyes. Look at that smile.
And she just laid back into it, and it was so fucking amazing. And very few people that I've worked with, especially models, not fetish girls, models.
Right, models.
They fucking just, it's itchy. I, you know, it's too much at the fucking mouth with it, right? Seriously?
Right.
And she just laid back into it and did such an amazing job.
I didn't have to gagball any of them.
Nobody.
None of them complained or anything.
Well, see, if I knew that complaint would get me gagballed, I would have
kind of a disappointment, isn't it?
Well, no, I mean, we did it for the girls who were like, yeah, let's do it. But I meant, like, since she's never done it before, I didn't have to say, shut up, put this in your mouth.
Right.
She went with it. It was awesome. We have her like hanging her legs off the ground and body hanging off the ground.
It was a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
It was an amazing photo.
Trust me, just picturing it in my mind, it's a beautiful experience. I can't wait to see those photographs.
I wanted to go, I wanted to do so much more, but it was like,
you know, I did too.
Not like that. But you know, I mean, it's so,
right.
To have a person that's being very malleable, you know, right. What I mean, where you can bend them and contort them in the way that you want.
Right.
They're allowing you to express yourself through their body and right. Through the medium.
Right.
That's great. And then you have somebody who can document it mm-hmm. And see the artistic merit of the whole thing.
Right.
That is just an amazing thing.
Well, and
you're very flexible, I'm assuming.
I have my moments. I have my stiff moments and I have my flexible moments.
They need to stretch more.
Yeah.
Whenever you go to a photo shoot, just stretch it out.
Yoga. Yoga helps
right.
a lot.
Right. I mean, and you're talking to the experts. She could take a selfie with their butt plug in her ass. So
without pushing it out, okay? It was still there.
That's some interesting.
It's not easy. Control.
Brandon at audible.com will be very impressed. But so that's you right. guys are doing a thing at the Lair now. So tell me yes. about this. Tell me about this.
It's March 14th and 15th.
Okay.
We'll be doing a photo shoot in the dungeon in the Lair, and we have all different like price points and packages, but we'll be doing different things. We're doing some suspension,
mm-hmm.
partial
suspensions.
And then for girls who've never done it before or want to get into it, right. we have like easy arms bound, you know, behind your back.
Describe a partial suspension so people don't know.
A partial suspension means that a portion of you will be up in the air suspended, but there's always a part of you that will be in contact with the floor. So a lot of people have this fear of falling.
Okay.
So, you know, we can have them on their tippy toes or a knee on the ground or maybe both legs up, but their butt's still on the floor. Something has to be there to counterbalance the weight, but more than anything, it's just to get people over the idea that they're going to fall.
It's right. About control. Like, I personally am not a submissive because it's all about relinquishing control. Mm-hmm. And that is a nice medium ground.
But a full suspension is you're completely off the ground.
Completely off the ground.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to have some kind of trust when you're, you know,
you're relinquishing control.
Yeah. But you know what? It's you're not relinquishing control to anybody. And that's yeah. the issue. What you're doing is you're saying, I'm submitting to the moment.
Yeah.
And
well, when you were describing her suspension, she was just giving herself up to it.
Yeah. And again, she's allowing herself to be in the moment. She's not saying, you do anything you want with me. She's saying, no matter what happens in this moment, I'm okay with. So if I do fall, okay, it just happened in the moment. Or if this happens, okay, it's in the moment.
Right.
And maybe I'm spoiling it. but to find people who are okay with being in the moment, it's very rare to find because, again, it's not about submission. It's just about giving yourself over to that moment.
Right.
You have to find that inner peace.
You really do. And people
that, you know, even vanilla people that will be watching 50 Shades of Grey this weekend.
You guys might want to sign up.
You want to see the real thing. we wanted to ask because it is Valentine's Day weekend and that is opening up. There's been a lot of, conflicting opinions in the BDSM community about 50 Shades of Grey. Nicole read part of the book and says it's shitty.
I can't finish it.
I can't finish it either.
It's bad.
I'm a writer, it's like third grade writing.
Microphone.
Well, for instance, you're not supposed to use a lot of adverbs, and it's pretty much all adverbs. But she wrote it originally as Twilight fan fiction.
Right.
So it is what it is. It's Twilight fan fiction.
So it was
based off The Secretary. If you ever watched The
Secretary.
The Secretary
is amazing.
It's an amazing
James
movie.
Peter, yeah. So what do you two, the fetish professionals, think of 50 Shades of Grey?
I take it as a book and not a fiction book. You have to take away that it's a book written by somebody who wanted to make money and knew how to do that. You can't look at it as like this is what happens all the time.
No, but so you don't. I mean, you're not offended by it. You don't think it's a bad thing.
You know, honestly, I'm not offended by it because I can say, hey, this is fiction or this is not fiction. You
right.
know what I mean? You go to a movie and you see a pirate movie. You're right. not going to go to the seas and go, oh my God, we're going to take it. Well, there are pirates.
I was going to say the Somalians. These aren't real Somalians.
Orphis, you're chomping at the bit. You've got an opinion on this.
You know what? My opinion. I just got interviewed by TheRoot.com about this,
right.
and they were so disgusted by my fucking response. It was ridiculous. but here's the thing. People don't get the fact that there's a business of BDSM and then there's the lifestyle of BDSM.
Right.
And 50 Shades of Grey doesn't fit in either. Right. But all the buzz comes from the fact that so many people just want to see a male dominant and a female sub depicted in a way that's not comedic.
Right.
Because every time you see BDSM, you see a depicted female dominant or dominatrix beating some guy. And that is the business of BDSM.
Right.
Most people are in a dynamic where it's, you know, a man and wife and they want to spice things up and this is how it goes.
Right.
And people are just happy that anything got put up there, whether it's garbage or not.
Well, and I think and I was with somebody yesterday that was actually putting stickers on the posters in the bus stop saying that this is not the BDSM lifestyle. Her beef was with it was just, it was not that it's mainstream people going into the scene, which I don't think there's anything bad with that.
There's nothing bad with it.
Or that it's badly written, which there's something bad with that. But whatever, she made money. That's fine. But that the book, first off, the female character is a virgin, which is strange.
What's wrong with that?
Okay. All right. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. But
it's rare, but they're out there.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to go way into the deep end.
But she isn't a virgin by the time they enter into that relationship.
Right. I don't know anything about it, but she said that apparently the male character doesn't have a safe word, doesn't take no for an answer.
Okay. I haven't got that far.
This is bullshit. Okay, look.
That's why I'm asking the pros.
And I'm gonna tell you what's bullshit about it. There's a lot of people who play without safe words.
Okay.
And I understand that we all have to tell everybody the overwrite way as to how to do this once they get here. But truth of the matter is, the average person, not in Los Angeles, but in the Midwest and the Dakotas, you know, they're not using safe words.
Right.
You know, they got a book, they got a flogger online, and they got their wife, and they're like, stop me when it hurts. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's pretty much it. Truth of the matter is it's going to bring a lot of people to this lifestyle, and a lot of people are uncomfortable because we've been comfortable with this lifestyle to this point where people aren't even trying anymore. You know what I mean? It's going to bring a lot of new, young, vibrant people, and people are going to have to start competing for dominance. They're going to have to start competing for submissives, and people don't want that. You know,
they just want the Tinder life where you just like switch. Oh, let's hook up. Switch.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, they need more. It needs a waking up. It needs a pushing. And this is going to be good for the business of BDSM because there's going to be a lot of people who don't have photos.
Right.
There's gonna be a lot of people who don't have FetLife profiles. They're going to need this, that, and the other. They don't have gear. They don't have these other things. And these events that were going downhill, you know what I mean, are going to get new people who are coming out to the events.
Right.
But more than anything, these freaking dungeons are going to start getting newer life in them because right now, the average age is 40, 50, 60.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And if you don't get new people in there, your club's just going to die off.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And how old are your orphans?
40.
Oh, okay. I just want to clarify. But I think my take is, I mean, and, you know, I think a lot of people, as with any scene, when it starts becoming mainstream, it's like it's not cool anymore. So this is going to be a decooling of the S&M scene.
I don't think what you do in the bedroom should be about being cool.
I agree. Also,
things in my bedroom are always cool. Even when I masturbate without
lube. Why are you doing it?
Unless it's a glass dildo, then it should be cool.
That's right. Nothing worse than a warm glass dildo. But so by the way, if you want to know, the Lair is at 6628 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. That's March 14th and 15th. So, and if people want to participate and want to get so you're going to be
rigging
people, and you're going to be taking pictures.
Yes.
And it's not going to just be rope. We have leather restraints. We have vinyl restraints. We have, you know, every type of restraint you want. And if you don't want to be restrained, you can still come in, take a picture that doesn't involve any bondage, and use, you know, any number of our sets. Where, you know, the Lair just put up a dojo, a Japanese-style dojo, where they built it in a room.
Oh, that's great.
Hardwood floors, soji screens, rigging points. So if you want to do something with an Asian feel, that's there. If you want to go straight dungeon, all that's available.
You could do boudoir because we have the
boudoir,
we have the bed, and we have other sets too.
That's actually where we met. Orpheus was at
in the boudoir.
At the North Hollywood Lair, because we did a fetish summer years ago, and you were setting girls on fire, and
I was
telling jokes afterwards. So that was
laughing.
No, I was doing comedy in between the fetish acts. We had Charlie, who I really need to get on the show, was spending people with rope. Simon Blaze was putting
saran wrap
and spring ring girls till they squirted. It was a whole thing. But yeah,
that sounds like a
ball.
Really? That sounds fun. I guess she's coming with us.
Yeah. Hey, with
the sparkle.
I'm going to make sure she needs my card before we get
out. Now that you've had a taste of the S&M scene, are you intrigued?
Oh, yeah. I've always been, even before I kind of saw what it's about.
Right.
It's always gotten my interest. I just never found somebody to
open it up for you.
Right. Right. And Hollywood's good at that.
It's really good at that.
Yeah, so I mean, but are you a sob or you a dom? What do you think?
Let me have a shot at that.
The reason I ask is because, you know, with the shaved head, I would imagine you intimidate a lot of guys.
Well, I'm mostly a dom. I've mostly been a dom, but I'm interested in I'm sorry, I've mostly been a sub,
look
but
at
I'm
smile.
Interested
look at
in being a dom. Right. Most definitely.
Oh, you want to be a dom?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're hanging out with the right crowd.
Yes, I am.
Jesus.
I've pulled the gag ball out a few times, and I've had guys that are like, I gotta go, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
What? You can't handle this.
Right? Pussy! whatever it takes, as long as,
right.
As long as there's
just
a night.
Quiet.
So if you guys want to book a shoot or anybody wants to show up or, you know, maybe a couple wants to come be photographed.
Happy Valentine's Day.
HollywoodBreezePhotography@gmail.com.
Right. I was going to ask, so how did you transition from taking pictures of yourself with a butt plug, taking pictures of other people with a butt plug? How did that happen?
I think.
And who's the first person you shot?
Oh, wow. I don't even remember. I don't remember the first person I shot.
Right.
It transitioned because I'm kind of dominant.
Slightly.
And I just said, these are great photos, you know what would be more fun?
Putting butt plugs in other people?
Yeah, or can I put this in your mouth? And usually girls don't say no.
But guys do sometimes.
Depends on the guy.
A lot more
depends
often
on the guy.
That's true.
No, there are a lot of guys that will,
I haven't found them. If they're out there, please find me.
I know quite a few. And
I know a bunch
too. Yeah.
You know what? Guys are not, I don't think any guy really has a sexuality, or most guys don't have a sexuality. They are opportunistic hunters. It's like if you
really?
Smacking me on the ass is gonna get me laid, that's what they're gonna do. You know
no.
what I mean?
Wait, Hollywood Breeze
disagrees.
Most of
the guys that I know, they're like, you know what, if that's what she wants to do so I can get sex, then whatever. You know, they'll put up with whatever it is, but
Orpheus might have a point, but Hollywood, you disagree.
I do disagree. Women is one thing. You can get pretty much a woman to do anything as long as another woman's involved.
How do you do that?
Please tell me. You want tips?
I really do.
I'm gonna have to show you.
Let's show
we'll,
me.
We'll
please.
Do our. We're all. We'll do. You know, come to one of our photo shoots, and we'll get a newbie.
I'm going
show
to excitement
you.
Tomorrow night. And actually, we might have excitement as a sponsor after this thing.
But men wise, I've met many men. Maybe it's because they're older. Yeah. I prefer, you know, the silver foxes.
Yeah.
That are not into toys and all that, and do you have a no.
Very reserved.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, I can go
at that
actually,
point.
Yeah, I can go with the generational
ways.
Thing. Yeah,
it's a
generational thing.
I mean, but I've met a lot of men that won't even let me touch their butt because the butt is off limits
again,
to men.
Again, generational
it's,
thing.
Yeah,
right.
It's and it's like, whatever.
But you're saying young men or older men? Or?
I'm interested in 25 is my limit.
So it's not a generational thing. But I see what you're saying. I'll tell you what that is. Because I first off, men are so simple. They're a step above chimp. You can do anything you want. The reason that they are scared of you touching their butt, and by the way, I'm not. But I'm not 25 either. But the reason they're scared of you touching their butt is the, does that make me gay?
Right.
Sort of
exactly. And I'm so over that.
But a lot of the younger generation is more secure with it, or also doesn't care because they know women are kind of attracted to a little bit of gay. So they're like, if
and
a
that's,
woman
and that's,
thinks I'm a little
and that's
gay.
What I'm saying. There's a lot of guys who that I know of, and I mean, guys talk, you know, and they're like, if it's going to get me laid, mm-hmm. that's what, if she right. wants to touch my butt, that's what, you know, that's what they're going to do. Now, me personally, I'm, the butt's a no-fly zone.
Really?
Right? There's no buzzing around, there's no buzzing the tower, nothing, you know what I mean? But the thing is it's just not what I'm into.
Yeah,
I have a very, you know, specific thing. I know what I'm into, and if you're into what I'm into, then I'm into you.
Right.
If it's not, then it's no
thing. But the thing about it is, I mean, Cosmopolitan magazine, like, all the time is like, oh, the male G-spot. And the male G-spot's the dick, let's be honest.
Exactly.
No,
it's
right
next to the prostate.
No.
But if
you
will let us,
you would have the best orgasm in your whole entire life.
I've Fingers have gone
I don't
there.
Really want to do that anyway.
It's
I don't,
a feeling. I'm not
into that. But that's everybody. Yeah, that's your thing. I mean, I'm not saying that I want to go around poking guys in the ass.
Yes,
but
I can do it just fine. I've never had any complaints from just taking care of your crotch.
I'm just saying, if that's what you want, I'll do it
for you. Holly Breeze loves the ass.
I just want to find one man that'll let me stick something up his butt.
I know.
Right here.
Oh my God. I think after tonight,
I have to stick stuff up your butt too. Is that all right?
Oh! I have to pick some or not.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Oh my God.
I'm very, if you let me in your butt, I will. Think about letting you in my butt.
Uh-huh. She said, "Think about
it." Think about it. You're just saying that to let him open the door.
Afterwards, I have an early.
Oh, sorry, I've got.
These are like the guys that are like, "I'll let you blow you, but I won't eat your pussy." Come on.
I hate those guys. By the way, you're being that guy.
All right, you're totally being that guy.
All right,
you're totally being that guy.
Be cool. Entrance for entrance.
So I got a question for you two girls and
girls.
I'm sorry, you two ladies. Excuse me.
Oh, although them, not me.
Oh, them.
You're looking at me. I'm like,
I just got talking to the microphone, you yes.
I thought you were talking to
us. Okay, let's hear it, ladies. Okay, let's hear it.
So, as far as, is it something that is going in the guy's butt like a fetish for you, or is that like...
Why do you like it so much?
No. Is it like if he wants it, I'm down, or is it all guys have to do this at some point in time?
He wants it. If that's what he wants, then I will do that.
Okay, right? I understand.
Right.
I thought you meant if he's not going to the butt, I'm not dealing with him.
No,
period.
No, it's not a prerequisite. Okay. Like you have to stick this up your butt before.
Are you like sticking fingers up the butt? Is that what's happening?
No.
You are.
I'm probably sticking.
Well, she's just in an experimental phase.
Right.
Yes. I just want to see what happens.
You know.
She's only 20.
You're only 20. She's young.
We've got a lot of training.
We were talking on the way over, and I'm like, you have so much life ahead of you.
You have so much to learn. But what's the attraction to older men? The silver foxes.
It's not a daddy issue.
And I'll bet you have a whole you have a whole stack of Viagra and Cialis on your night table.
No, it's the mature look. I don't want a little boy, and I don't want someone with saggy
pants.
You want
a gentleman.
A gentleman. Yeah, I don't need the saggy pants and the, you know, Tinder crop. I need someone who...
Are you on Tinder?
I am. But I'm not on there going after, like, 20-year-olds.
I haven't seen you on Tinder.
Maybe you're too young for her.
How old are you, Mark?
Anyway, so... Orpheus, do you still have your show?
Yes.
Chocolate
Radio, Orpheus Black Show.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm sure... I mean, you're always a great guest, so I can just imagine. So it's you and your wife, Indy.
Me and Indy.
Yeah?
And we've interviewed a bunch of authors and just having a good time.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad because I went on their website and I didn't see a recent show, so I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, they went down for a while because somebody died.
Show?
No. The station owner lost a family member and they just tuned everything out for a while. They just went black. So
pun intended.
My condolences.
Hey. We're trying to be. This is a serious thing.
I'm kidding.
But you know, it's headed up by Naomi Banks. It's headed up by Naomi Banks. She's an amazing woman. Mm-hmm. Great porn star, right. Model, everything. She's probably one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life.
Right.
And she does a lot for people's communities. You know, she does charities. She does all kinds of events. So when something bad happened to her, it really affects everybody. So in support, we all just pulled back our shows and allowed her, you know, just say, hey, you know, go do what you have to do in Chicago or whatever she's from.
Right. And our condolences. Yeah,
I hope that she's doing a good job. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So when are you coming back?
We should be back first of the month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what's the website or how do you get that? Or just
chocolateradio.net, www.chocolateradio.net.
And that's on iTunes and Stitcher and all that? Or?
Yeah, it's on all those. Mostly people look at me through Live 65 and what's the other fucking thing? Streamcast.
Live stream. And you were talking about a girlfriend, the porn star?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in the family? Ex porn star.
Well, you said porn star.
I said porn star. Right.
And what was her name again?
Delilah Black. Yeah.
Yeah, look her up. So, Delilah Black. So how long has she been in the family?
8 years, 8-9 years.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
So and as far as the family, so obviously Indy is the, you know, she's been with
matriarch.
She's the matriarch.
19 years old.
Ah, very nice. Here's a model mayhem. Let me see what's going on. But anyway, so,
nice. I like that.
Dude, look at her.
Oh, yeah, like she's gorgeous.
That's speaking of ass, that's a lot of ass right there.
Mm-hmm. I like it like that.
I like it like that. Look at that. Look at the whole...
I like beautiful women.
But it is a submissive look, though. You can just, I mean, look at her.
Oh, she's totally she's, like, not
strong,
submissive.
Right.
She's
but the demure in the face.
Dude, she is totally not submissive.
Oh, that's... Oh, wait,
I just saw a picture of her sitting on a guy, so I don't know.
That's, oh, yes, what I said. She's a dominant.
But still in the face,
woman.
You know? There's a softness.
Right, you know, right. here's my idea. Like, people say, oh.
Whoa, I just got a topless picture. Okay, go ahead.
Mark wants some alone time. I think we should all leave.
I want to have you. No, go ahead. No. Go ahead. So, you were saying.
So here's how I feel. I mean, like, a lot of people say, oh, they're a switch or they're a dominant. Totally, I don't give a shit.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me. If you're into me and I'm into you, I'm only one thing. I don't switch. I don't flip. I don't flop. So if you want to be this person with me, I don't care who you are with other people.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Stay out of your ass.
Yeah, just stay out of my ass. If you want to peg somebody, I'm quite sure there's lots of guys who will let you peg them. You know what I mean? If you want to be dominant, you can be dominant with them.
Is that a term for the ass thing?
Pegging? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And when you have sex in the ass with a guy, it's called pegging.
Don't say you never learn anything from the Dark Mark show.
But you see what I'm saying? So, I mean, people, it doesn't matter whether if they say they're dominant, if they say they're switch, it doesn't matter. You can only be one thing with me at that point in time. You're in the dynamic that they have with the other girls is between them.
And I know that, you know, she's on a trial basis, but who's the newest member of the family?
Nikki Nin.
Nikki Nin, and how long has she been in the family?
6 months.
6 months, okay.
Yeah.
So the family keeps growing.
She's a model, too, or ex-model.
They all have to be models, porn stars? Or?
No. You know what? It just so happens that...
You attract models and porn stars. Anyway, where's the time
it's
go?
Okay. It's not a bad thing.
I mean, I don't want to say like that because, I mean... You know,
at the ABM Awards, they were all over you, right? Look at that smile. Some shit happened at the ABM Awards, didn't it?
No, I was totally being an old man at the ABM Awards. So.
But the Urban X is coming up, huh?
Yeah, I'll be there at the
That's
Urban
a whole
X
different
Awards.
Thing, huh?
Yeah, it's a whole different... It's in my backyard, yeah.
Well, when are the Urban X Awards?
I think... Is it still going, though?
I don't know. You tell me. No, I know. I see it.
Okay.
Where does the time go? When we start talking, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Hollywood Breeze, how do people get a hold of you and tell them again about the package at the Lair?
Oh, the package at the Lair is March 14th and 15th. HollywoodBreezePhotography@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at HWoodPhotography.
And you get to explore your fetish side and have pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. And... I forgot your name.
Kay.
How do people get a hold of you and see pictures of you? Because I definitely want to do that.
Specifically, how do I get a hold of you?
How do I get? No. Give me your number after the show. I don't want people to know. But if people want to follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Model Mayhem, or
Facebook, Twitter, or I don't have a Twitter. Facebook, Instagram. It's Kayava. Kayava.
Are you going to be at Excitement tomorrow night?
I am. I'm actually getting my body painted, so I'm going to be. In thong and pasties getting
so come see her tattoo
on. Yes, all of them.
I will definitely be at Excitement
come find
tomorrow
all her tattoos. Yes.
Go to Excitement and Tarzan. Google Excitement and Tarzan. Tomorrow's gonna be a fun night. Orpheus, tell us all you got to promote.
OrpheusBlack.com. You can go there and check me out. You can also go to Ask Orpheus for my blog, where people ask me questions and I answer them as readily as possible. If it's a lame question, I'm not going to answer it. And I have a fire play and bondage class coming up February 28th at the Lair.
February 28th. I got a guy.
For you, it's free.
I might have to check that. Is it free for me, too?
No.
Okay.
But you can go The Erotic Art of Fire Play and Bondage, or The Erotic Art Of is the name of my series. You just type that in Facebook, and it always comes up. And, again, it'll be Fire Play, Bondage at the same time. And then in March, we do another class at the end of March, and then we have the Hollywood Breeze thing.
That's great.
Oh, I got to plug Sweet my Secrets. Book. My book.
Plug,
yes,
your,
plug,
your
plug, plug a book.
It's GoFundMe.com/DoeBook. D-O-E book. And we'll talk about that next time.
Go to what to you?
Doe,
like
deer,
a
deer, female deer.
Female deer.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be really sexy.
And they can still get a rent on Amazon?
We will be putting it on Amazon once it's done. We're still in production.
No, but your old book, Red, the Real Red Riding Hood
it
book?
It is.
Oh, I've seen that. Josie was in that.
Yes, Josie was in that.
Yes. Did you see the naughty version of the Little Red Riding Hood that she did?
I did not see the naughty version.
Josie's in it. You might want to check that one out. It's really good.
Beautiful. I think I've already seen Josie's boobs.
Who hasn't?
No, it's just
I'm just joking.
Speaking of somebody's boobs that you'll never see on the show, apparently. Nicole, how do people get a hold of you?
And he was saying, I don't do nudity. I don't do nudity. I am. I don't.
Way to stop the show. How do people get all of the beautiful Nicole Six?
I'm at that Nicole Six on Twitter and Instagram, and then I'm the real Nicole Six on Facebook.
Okay. I told you it was going to go by so fast. You guys are great. It's a fabulous show. And I know you can't talk, but have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for having
us. Bye.